Hope y'all can learn something.
Welcome to the ESPN report on the downfall of the modern athlete. Sex, drugs, hip-hop, and roll have taken hold. Many athletes, like the biblical figure Samson, are finding their end in the bed with a woman. Story up. Threw like a quarterback. Ran like a halfback. Ran rock up and down the field, but never ran crack. Picture this young sports star. Rolling in a sports car, cars in his clothes, all sponsored by a dope boy. By the time he graduated, college is infatuated. Old injury, sometime it re-aggravated, but still ran a 40 yards 4-2 flat, and still made sure that rock never fumbled black. School championship, he won the game for him. 50-yard breakout play made a name for him. Recruiters and agents in suits both came for him. They say they had the money, power, and fame for him. He took a scholarship and set the SEC afire. Had UGA popping like it was Herschel Walker's time. Now with this celebrity, you know the fame and fortune. He went to skis and with the skis was hoeing with the Hornets. Outside the game, he was a lame, you know, regular. The bitches ran game on this lame nigga. Regular. His mama told him don't mess with girls that's secular. You was raised in church, you know a little better, bruh. The pride of the neighborhood, the boy was doing fine. No matter what they said, he couldn't keep women off his mind. He had a baby, married, divorced before he graduated. Made it first round pick, damn, thank God he made it. A week before spring camp began that injury, it reappeared in his Achilles and right knee. The doctor told him, son, it's just a simple surgery. Six or so games and I'll have you back, certainly. His trainer told him, I can get you back more quick. Just take this, it doesn't show up in your piss. A little young, a little frightened, a little paranoid. This young man began a life taking steroids. The more he healed, the more he tore the fucking league up. His contract doubled up when he read up. The next year or so, his morals start to slack, man. And he was tripping, arguing, fighting just like Pac-Man. He met a girl like his ex-wife, bad man. Light skin, long hair, big fat ass, man. You know the type that carry Louis bags, man. And they don't fuck with no sidekicks or bag, man. Gone off this brown Vita Guerrera. The pussy's so good, a week he bought a Porsche Carrera. A week later, moved to Alpharetta. Now she walking around his house in his coochie sweater. His mama met her, said, I don't like her. Get out my sight, girl. Called the son's name, said, Samson, I'm not a liar. Hand on the Bible, she reminds me of Delilah. And if you keep her in your life, it will burn like fire. He said, mama, she ignored him. So he took the senora and made love to her on his bedroom floor. That night, all he thought about was his ex-wife and how this time with this girl, he could make shit right. But shit don't never be better than the shit was. Therefore, he should have left her where he found her in the club. Instead, he put her in the bed and he pillow chatted. A month or so later, shit got really tragic. Seems like young Delilah called a running back. And she was running back in between a couple teams. Like Superhead Corinne Stevens, she had a scheme. She wrote a memoir and sold it to the big screen. League lawyers gave the book a thorough screen. Indicted Samson based on chapter 13. They took half samples with his last piss screen. The dreadlocks that he used to symbolize his power had been used to take it away in his final hour. And even though Samson hadn't doped in a year, his dreadlocks held chemicals for many years. Because of the story, Delilah, she made many meals. And Samson's mama evicted, she cried many tears. It seems a woman was truly Samson's Achilles heel. All because as a kid he doped a couple games. His reputation was ruined, they ran him out the game. The lust for women destroyed many an athlete. So my message to all homies and athletes, you got a woman, make sure that she a rider. The devil got bitches on the strip like Delilah.
Tell me your secrets, babe. I won't tell you. Tell me your secrets, baby. I won't tell you.
Again, this story of a real and modern day Samson, named for a biblical figure whose life was turned upside down by love and lust of a woman. It is Chippy O'Star bringing you the Samson story. Only this Samson is number 29. Would have been a Hall of Fame halfback, but now is a man filled with shame, trying to regain his good name. I warn you, let the story of Samson, both biblical and sports, be your guide, young athletes. I've seen many a man have many women by chasing fortune. I've never seen a man gain fortune by chasing women. That's the lesson of the day, and I bid you farewell. Good luck to number 29 on his comeback. Beware. Delilah's out.
Tell me your secrets, babe. I won't tell.
Tell me.
I won't tell.
Tell me.
Show me your secrets, baby. I won't tell.
Tell me.
I won't tell.
Tell me.
Now,